The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to this week's episode of The Marino Show. I'm your host, Anthony Marino. Happy to be back with you once again this week, and free agency slowing down just a little bit for the Bills. Some signings taking place over the last week. Nothing too crazy for the team, addressing some depth at defensive tackle and, of course, along the offensive line. And I'm sure there'll be some other signings kind of trickling in between now and the start of the NFL draft, which is just about a month away from the time that you'll be hearing this podcast. So listen, as we move forward with it, like coming to you each week here to talk about something different for the Buffalo Bills, and certainly plenty to discuss as the league owner meetings have been taking place in Florida. And we heard from Brandon Bean on Sunday, heard from Sean McDermott on Monday, you know, kind of addressing a couple of different things and just a couple of points that certainly stood out to me when it comes from their conversations and the kind of more of an informal sit-down that they do with the media. The first, and it really was kind of a topic of conversation on Sunday after Brandon Bean spoke, trying to read into his comments about Micah Hyde. Micah Hyde, of course, came to Buffalo as a free agent back in 2017, one of those first key pieces in kind of changing the culture in Buffalo, giving them an identity, that safety duo with Jordan Poyer, and just how well he performed in the time that he has been here in Buffalo. Now, Jordan Poyer, we already know, signed a one-year deal with the Miami Dolphins, so he has moved on. But Micah Hyde, there really hasn't been much talk. I think after his wife had a post on social media following the playoff loss, it sounded like a goodbye. And I think for many folks, thinking that that was Micah Hyde in some ways, was going to be retiring. There hasn't been much in that time, really, over these past 2 months. So you just sort of sit here and you think to yourself and you wait and you just wonder of, okay, is this a scenario where is he going to retire? Is there a potential he might come back to Buffalo? Is it possible that Micah Hyde will sign with another franchise? There has not been, you know, as much of even a mention of him, you know, maybe visiting another NFL club, anything around a contract, anything in free agency. But this is the first time that the media has really been able to chat with Brandon Bean. And by his comments, and I say this, right, like I'm no body language expert or things like that. He kind of paused for a second, like, you know, to me, it seemed like he was carefully choosing the right words and saying, you know, hey, the door can still be open for Micah if he wants to come back, if it works within the salary cap for us. You know, so as you talk about those pieces, right, of saying, hey, the door is still open if it works for the salary cap, probably hey, if Micah Hyde wants to re-sign with Buffalo at a pretty low number, he can. But I'm guessing that's not a situation or a scenario that someone like Micah Hyde is really looking for. Now, this is me reading into it, right? You might be sitting there and thinking, I don't know, is Micah Hyde, you know, potential to be the next Dean Marlowe, you know, break glass in case of emergency or whenever he might want to come back to Buffalo, you know, if he doesn't want to go through off-season training and, you know, all of training camp and wants to come in and have that opportunity to compete and mentor guys. Like, you could see that happening. Is it a piece where he really is just retiring and he just hasn't come to that conclusion yet? I don't know. And I'd be, like I said, even as I said on Twitter on Sunday, like, I don't know how to read into this. Different folks had different opinions, and that's fine. I think it's just a we will wait and see. And until there's more news on Micah Hyde, we'll just wait and see what that looks like. I guess if I had to guess, I would think that he is probably going to retire. But the fact that there hasn't been much said since then, we'll just see what happens here moving forward. Now, another guy there was some conversation around was Trey White, and I think it was more when Brandon Bean talked about the door being open for Trey White to potentially return to Buffalo, I felt like that was a little bit more almost a possibility, I guess you would say, right? Depending on how some of his visits go, what that may look like, them clearing up some cap space for after June 1st. Certainly when Sean McDermott talked about the conversation with Trey White, borderline emotional when you talk about a guy that came in as his first round draft pick back in 2017 and what Trey White has meant to the Buffalo Bills and of course the injuries and what that did. Trey White has taken some visits. We know that he visited with the Raiders and with the Rams. There hasn't been much yet as it relates to that. As far as anything, you know, he's done these visits. He hasn't signed a contract anywhere. So, you know, with that, it's like, okay, the door is still open. Let's see what's happening. And let's, I don't know, man. I guess as I heard these comments, I was thinking to myself, maybe there is a chance that Tre'Davious White does return to Buffalo, right? Maybe he signs a one-year contract, maybe with a relatively low base salary. I say relatively low. I mean, compared to what he was making before, with some incentives worked in where he could build his way back up to that and giving him the time to get healthy and be with the club and potentially to be back with Buffalo. I don't say that from a, like, that's my expectation, but I feel like there's a chance, and I say a chance based on the comments made by Brandon Bean on Sunday. You might think I'm crazy. You might have heard something completely different when it came to Trey White, or you might have heard something completely different when it came to Micah Hyde. You know, these conversations are going to be a little vague when it comes to talking with the general manager and with the head coach. They're not going to come out and say, hey, we definitely want this guy back and this is the type of contract, or they're not going to say, yeah, we're done with this guy and just, you know, good riddance. Like, that's not something you would expect either. So I don't know, right? I guess I'm just guessing at this point, like many folks are. But when you go through a press session like that and you hear the clips, you watch it as it's happening online, there's more questions than anything else out there at this time. And it just remains to be seen what can happen for the Buffalo Bills in that spot. You know, when you do talk about the roster and where things are, I'm not expecting anything too big between now and the draft. But, you know, once the teams go through the draft and maybe some players get cut, you look at some additional dollars freeing up post June 1st. Like, all right, there could still be some moves for the Bills to make at this time. But as I do look at it, I think ideally, I don't want to say like the starting lineup is set. That is the wrong statement that I would be making before any mini camps, OTAs, training camp takes place. But what I am saying is with what they have coming back, what they have in the roster now, there is not like a tremendously glaring hole on the roster that I'm looking at this time. You bring back Daquan Jones and AJ Epenesa. Right. I mean, certainly when you talk about defensive tackle and defensive end, like, OK, seeing both of those guys as, you know, for Daquan Jones, a starter, AJ Epenesa, a potential starter, Mike Edwards, and you've got Taylor Rapp at safety. OK, these two guys could end up being your starting safety duo. Still plenty to be seen with those two, but based on their experience in the NFL. OK, I could see that, too. And obviously, Curtis Samuel coming in at wide receiver. Even though we talked about making an early investment in the draft at the receiver position, that at least gives you someone that has had success in the NFL, that has played at a relatively high level and can be a formidable piece in the Buffalo Bills offense. But when you talk about the draft, right? So let's talk about this for a second. You know, for the Bills, because it was a relatively modest free agency period, I think when you talk about the draft, it's almost like, gosh, is there the chance for the Bills to make a splash? And I've been thinking about this a little bit, right? Like, if the Bills were going to trade up, how high could they get in the draft? And what does that look like? You know, if they were going to do something to move up, to get a marquee wide receiver, to do something to, to make a splash at defensive tackle, like, is that something that they could really do? And it's like, you know, you've got limited draft capital to begin with, right? You're already picking at number 28 in the first round. I mean, even if you were just to take pick 28 and pick 60, right, the Bills' second round pick, per the Jimmy Johnson draft chart, you know, that maybe brings you up to like number 16 with Seattle, okay? So that's something that you can do, but I think, like many fans, find yourself in a position where it's like, gosh, well, I don't want to have no picks on day two. And I put something out on Twitter earlier in the day that I thought was interesting, at least to lead up to some conversation, right? And here was the question that I asked. Would you be open to this hypothetical trade up for the Bills? The Bills send pick 28, their first round pick, pick 60, which is one of their is their second round pick, and then pick 189. Right, pick 189 is in the sixth round, and you know, again, I use that as an example. Maybe it would have to be a fifth round pick, but you get the gist of where I'm going with this. Those three picks go to the Rams. The Bills are able to trade up to number 19, and they would also get pick 99 from the Rams, which is a compensatory pick, late third round pick. Right, so you're not completely out of the mix on day two, but you go from pick 60 all the way down to pick 99. And again, you include a later day three pick as well. And I was curious to see what folks thought. At the time of this, there's been, 324 votes. Just over 63% said yes, they would be willing to do that. About 37% saying no, they would not be willing to do that. And of course, you get a lot of comments like, well, who are you trading up for, this and that. Just look at it as a scenario of just like, hey, if, and within reason, right? If Brian Thomas Jr. is the wide receiver that you want out of LSU, and that is a guy that's going to go around pick 19, well, if that's the guy that you want, that's probably as high as you can go in day one with having to, yes, give up your second round pick, but getting a third round pick in return. Right, because I get it. You don't want to be completely out on day two. So with that being said, you kind of present that scenario. And I wasn't sure. I thought this might be a little bit more of a 50-50. Because I think in many ways, it's like, you know, fans like the idea traditionally of trading back. Right, if you can trade back, hey, well, if I can move from 28 to 31 and get a third round pick, you know, I'd be willing to do that. And I will say this. I completely get that train of thought. I do not know of any scenario where we will see Brandon Bean making a trade back in the first round. We just haven't seen it, right? We've seen him make, what, four trade ups in the first round since 2018, which was his first draft, right? Like, he traded up for Dalton Kincaid last year, Kaiir Elam the year before, Tremaine Edmonds in 2018, Josh Allen in 2018. There were rumors that he was looking to trade up in 2019. He took Ed Oliver at pick 9. There were conversations about him trying to get up to take Quinnen Williams. Whether or not any of that was true, I have no idea. But what I'm saying is, it's like, I don't know if Brandon Bean is the guy to look to trade back. You know, and you've got all of those picks and on day three, but That's not gonna get you to where you need to be from really a trade up scenario. So I presented this again. The Bills send 28, 60, and 189 to the Rams, and the Rams send 19 and 99 to the Bills. And I think, you know, and you'll hear every year, like, well, we've got 22 first round grades on players or whatever the number is. You know, this gets the Bills in a scenario where if they are targeting a specific wide receiver, maybe this helps them. Maybe it's a defensive end or a defensive tackle. Heck, maybe it's even an offensive lineman. I don't know. I have so little inkling onto what the Bills are going to do in the draft. I think just as we go through this, it's just I'm at least at the point right now where I can have a little bit of fun with it, see what's happening, put out some of these fake hypothetical trades. I mean, and some people are getting back to me like, again, you know, what player? It's like, well, what player do you want? Right? I mean, it's not Marvin Harrison Jr. that you're trading up to 19, but that gives you the opportunity of saying like, hey, this is who the fourth wide receiver in this draft is, and we're going to go get him. Maybe it gives you that opportunity. And I do like the hedge here a little bit of, yeah, I'm giving up a second round pick, but getting a third rounder in addition to that, you know, then maybe I have some flexibility, right? Then maybe I use one of my fourth round picks to move up earlier in the third round or package that with a fifth round or whatever it is, right? Like, I don't want to pretend that I have the draft chart memorized here, but it's just kind of looking at one of those options and saying, maybe that's something that works. Maybe you like it. If you do, hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino and let me know. If you hate it, you can go to Twitter and look up at the Bruce Exclusive, and you can send your feedback to Bruce Nolan and let him know. I'm kidding. If you don't like the idea, if you think it's a horrible idea, hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino and let me know as well. So listen, I'm going to wrap up this week's show, just kind of sharing some of that with you. Oh, before I do that, what I'm watching this week. Listen, March Madness, men's tournament, women's tournament. It's kind of on in the background if I'm watching a game intently or not. It has been college basketball on the TV. Any opportunity that you get, that even includes some of the NIT games as well. So I hope that your brackets are doing okay. I appreciate everyone that's participated in the March Madness bracket that we did kind of for some good prizes there. But you know, when it comes to what I'm watching this week, March Madness is a fantastic time of the year. Certainly helps fill some of that gap in between the start of free agency and the NFL draft. And I hope that you're enjoying it as well. So it is time for me to get out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Marino Show each and every week. I will talk to you all soon. And as always, go Bills.